Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Heads up, Richies. We use strong adult language and swear like mothers in today's story.
So, Arisha, when was the last time you did my favorite thing in the world and told someone off?
I don't know, 1 minute ago? Like... I'm in a perpetual state of telling people off.
Right. Like, I don't know. Anytime I'm on Instagram, maybe. And it honestly can be really satisfying to give somebody a piece of your mind until they reply. But that's what pop star Olivia Rodrigo did during a recent performance. She called out the Supreme Court judges for overturning Roe v. Wade. Mm-hmm. And I gotta say, Olivia really didn't hold back.
Yeah. Bless her. She used some fighting words and a very intentional song choice to speak her mind.
Yeah. Use what you know. Use your craft to fight back.
That's why we're doing this, right?
Yes. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Monday, June 27th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Well, Richies, I think it's safe to say it's been an intense few days here in America. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, it's been an intense few years.
Yeah, we're pushing a decade at this point, it feels like.
Yeah, truly. So the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on Friday, which effectively rescinded the constitutional right to have an abortion. And obviously, people have very strong opinions about the decision, including some celebrities who have been speaking out, like Olivia Rodrigo. Like we said, she performed at Glastonbury Fest in the UK on Saturday, and she used her time on stage to send a very clear message. Olivia called British musician Lily Allen on stage to sing her hit song, Fuck You, and she dedicated it to the Supreme Court judges responsible for the decision. Mm. So Olivia brought Lily up to do a duet of the song. Lily originally wrote Fuck You about former President George W. Bush and released it in 2009. And while on stage, Olivia introduced Lily as an incredible songwriter, and Olivia told her fans, this is actually my first Glastonbury, and I'm sharing the stage with Lily. This is the biggest dream come true ever. Then added, but I'm also equally as heartbroken about what happened in America yesterday.
She also said, I'm devastated and terrified that so many women and so many girls are going to die because of this, adding, I wanted to dedicate this next song to the five members of the Supreme Court who have showed us that at the end of the day, they truly don't give a shit about freedom. Olivia also made a point to name each of the justices who helped to overturn Roe versus Wade. Those justices are Samuel Alito, Clarence Thomas,
fuck you,
Neil Gorsuch,
dickhead,
Amy Coney Barrett,
bitch,
and Brett Kavanaugh.
Asshole.
There it is. And Lily stood beside her giving the middle finger for every justice Olivia named. So Brooke just did the verbal version of that, and I fucking love it. The two of them then sang the song together, which has a pretty clear message. The lyrics of the chorus are, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you very, very much, because we hate what you do, and we hate your whole crew.
Just a song for the ages, really.
Yeah. This is timeless. It applies to so many things in the world, and always will, probably.
My favorite ballad. So, like we said, Roe v. Wade had allowed abortion to be recognized as a constitutional right. It's been in place for almost 50 years, and it was a landmark case when the decision was issued in 1973. So now that it's overturned, states can decide to restrict or ban abortion altogether. Now, the original case of Roe v. Wade was a lawsuit filed by a Texan woman named Norma McCorvey, who went by the legal pseudonym Jane Roe. Now, Roe had become pregnant and wanted an abortion, but of course it was illegal in Texas. Mm-hmm. And her lawyers filed the suit on her behalf in a federal court against her local district attorney, Henry Wade. Her lawyers argued that it was unconstitutional to ban abortion, and they claimed that the right to abortion was implicit in the rights to privacy protected by the 14th Amendment to the Constitution.
This Constitution, so many problems. Oh, and so on January 22nd, 1973, Roe won the case when the U.S. Supreme Court voted to strike down the Texas statute. This effectively legalized the procedure across the United States. It was highly controversial. Mm-hmm. It has never not been.
Yes.
I mean, I know my whole life it's been something that's like, we don't talk about it. If we do talk about it, people are getting upset.
Yeah.
And since the 1973 ruling, many states have imposed restrictions on abortion rights. Now that abortion is no longer considered a constitutional right, abortion is now fully determined by states. And nearly half of the states have already or will soon pass laws that ban abortion. Others have enacted strict measures regulating the procedure. Now, President Joe Biden said on Friday that the health and life of women in this nation are now at risk.
So clearly the overturning of Roe v. Wade has gotten people heated, including us.
Present company.
Yeah.
Included.
And Olivia and Lily are not the only stars to push back against the decision. Billie Eilish also used her performance at Glastonbury Fest on Saturday to speak out on the ruling. While introducing her song, Your Power, Billie called it a dark day in America.
Yeah, so Billie headlined the festival, and she performed with her collaborator and brother, Phineas. And during her set, she said how proud she was to perform at the festival, but also said, today is a dark day for women in America. It's all I'm able to say about it. I can't bear to think about it. And then sang her song, Your Power, which is about the abuse of privilege. And this song contains lyrics like, try not to abuse your power. I know we didn't choose to change.
I just love Billie Eilish. I know I say this every time her name is even mentioned, but I just love her.
She's great. I love that she's like younger and this like well-spoken, articulate, and just.
She's just not about the shit.
Takes no shit from anyone.
Yes.
Yep.
Ugh. So, obviously, it seems like Glastonbury Fest was a hot place for stars to share their feelings about the ruling.
Like, sir, this is Glastonbury, not the United States.
So, in addition to Olivia, Lily, and Billie all sharing their thoughts, Megan Thee Stallion and Kendrick Lamar, as well as singer Phoebe Bridgers, all used their time on stage at the festival to speak out against the Supreme Court decision. And during her set, Megan said, I want to have it on the record that the motherfucking hot girls and the hot boys do not support this bullshit. And she added, my body, my motherfucking choice. And the audience cheered in support.
I need that on like a t-shirt or something.
Yeah.
Also, I got to get to this festival. This is just a banger lineup.
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar, he, like we said, was there. And he ended his headlining set with an impassioned plea for women's rights. He performed his new song, Savior, which touches on politics, COVID, and the Black Lives Matter movement. So basically everything going on in this country for the last 4 years, it feels like, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 years. While on stage, Kendrick repeated the chant, "They judge you, they judge Christ, Godspeed for women's rights," multiple times. And Phoebe Bridgers, during her performance, said, "I'm having, like, the shittiest day." Yeah. Then asked the audience, "Who wants to say, fuck the Supreme Court on three?" She counted to three, and the audience joined her in shouting, "Fuck the Supreme Court."
I wonder, I'm very curious how many people in that audience were like, no.
Be like, how dare you?
Well, it's like, you know, I'm sure we'll get comments about this being a political episode.
Oh, we are in trouble. We are in trouble for sure.
But like, I'm sorry, but if you don't think women have the right to their own body, this isn't the show for you, whether we talk about politics or not.
Yeah. And also, it's not a political, this is not,
it's not.
Politics. Like,
yes,
people can say we're getting political. We're not. This is not politics. This should not be a political comment, a political discussion. Yeah. This is, we're talking about an individual's right to do what they want with their body. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, like, I'm really disheartened. I try so hard not to read the comments, but sometimes you're like, you know what? Mm. Let's read them because I got time today. Mm. And I'm so discouraged by the amount of women commenting about this. And whether you believe in Christianity or it's your religion, that's your right to do so. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Think about it as controlling women's bodies. That's what it's about, and you should not be okay with that, whether a book said it or not.
Well, I mean, here's my thing. Like, it never was, okay, you must have an abortion. Like, it's
right.
Everybody gets to make the decision. If you don't believe in abortion, then don't have one. Like, this is just, it just drives me nuts because it's like, we're bringing religion into something that we are, our foundation is separating religion and state. It's so weird that this stuff gets so muddled.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, the Constitution is very loosely based on a religion that not everyone in this country follows, and it shouldn't be. Well, I think one more time, just fuck everything since we're allowed to say it today.
Fuck everything. F-U-C-K.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? Spoiler alert, it's neither. At Happy Egg, we believe happiness of the hens is what actually came first, because without happy hens, there would be no such thing as happy eggs. You know, eggs with delicious orange yolks. Those come from hens who are raised the happy way on 8+ acres of family-owned farms. Choose happy at happyegg.com and look for the yellow carton at a store near you.
Happy
Egg.